Blog Talk Radio.
Marcus Kane. As I see it, common sense in a world of insanity.
Ladies and gentlemen, another war has been declared, and Israel is now at war with Palestine. And this probably, even though this has been a historic conflict between these two sides, this was probably a very preventable war, and one that once again the Democrats, and specifically the Biden administration, helped to fund. Now, I'm sure you have all heard the shocking, disgusting reports of children being beheaded in front of their parents, elderly people being dragged out and shot in the streets, women being hauled away to be raped. And it's beyond the pale of normal conflict. But I do think it's important for my listeners, and many of you probably already know, for the benefit of you who do, please bear with me. I want to give you a little short history lesson about the Gaza Strip. Gaza Strip is this little strip of land that it's kind of located between Egypt and Israel, right on the Mediterranean Sea. And it was originally, I think, occupied by the Ottoman Empire, the British Empire. And then in 1948, Egypt controlled Gaza, and that was for like close to two decades. Then, of course, we had the Six-Day War, where Israel went against its Arab neighbors, and it gained control of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. And for the next 38 years, it controlled the Strip completely. Now, in 2005, Israel withdrew like 10,000 Israeli settlers and all of its military forces from Gaza and allowed it to be governed by the Palestine Authority, who, by the way, also controlled parts of the West Bank. Now there's like two point something million Palestinians living within something the size of approximately Washington, D.C. So it's pretty densely populated. And they elected Hamas. Now, Hamas has had its run-ins with the Palestine leaders in the West Bank, who actually negotiated the Oslo Peace Accord. But the bottom line is they won the election. Now, Israel maintained a land, sea, and air blockade on Gaza since 2007. And admittedly, that blockade has had a huge, huge effect on Palestine citizens. Now, Israel says this blockade, which basically gives it control of Gaza's borders, is also enforced by Egypt. And it's crucial if they want to protect their citizens from Hamas. Now, the Red Cross says the blockade's illegal. The Geneva Convention says the blockade's illegal. But at the end of the day, folks, when you elect terrorists, actual terrorists, to rule your area, are you going to tell me that Israel does not have the right to protect those borders? Because I want you to understand something. They're chanting death to Israel. They're not satisfied with the Gaza Strip. That's not what they want. They want the eradication of every single Jewish person. Of course you're going to protect those borders. What else do you want them to do? Does it have a terrible effect on the Palestine citizens who have nothing to do with this? Yes, it does. Admittedly, it does. But they elected Hamas. So now you're living with the consequences of your election. You're the ones who put them in power. Get them out of power. When you elect a government run by people who literally are chanting death to Israel and whose actual goal is the eradication of the Jewish race, what do you expect Israel to do? Open up their borders and say, ah, come on in and kill us. That's fine. No problemo. Why should they? Now here's something else I want you to understand before we dive into why the Democrats have funded this war. You're going to hear on the news from a lot of talking heads and supporters of Palestine, well, you know, the news media, they are purposely siding with Israel and they're showing you these horrible images, but they won't show you the horrible images of what Israel did to children and women with their bombing. Here's the difference, folks. Once again, they don't think you're smart enough to understand the difference. War is a horrible, terrible, evil thing. I think we can all agree on that. During the course of war, unfortunately, there is collateral damage. There are going to be people killed who do not deserve to die. There are going to be people killed who have never lifted a finger to be a combatant in any way, shape, or form. Innocent people are going to die. It's horrible, but it happens. But there's a difference between that collateral damage that in many cases, especially with the Hamas situation, is caused because they hide themselves in hospitals and in schools and in private homes so you can't get to them. There's a difference between that and actively targeting people. Hamas didn't come in and attack an Israeli military base. They came in and they attacked a rave party with mostly teenagers. They were going into homes, literally dragging people out, children in cradles. Are they soldiers? Are they combatants? You purposely targeted them. And you said you purposely targeted them. And you know how I know you said you purposely targeted them? Because as soon as you started feeling the retribution from Israel, you said, we're willing to negotiate peace talk. We're willing for a ceasefire. We've accomplished our mission. That's what you said. We've accomplished the goal we set out to accomplish. So what was that goal? To kill innocent women and children? To behead them in the streets? Did you attack a military base? No, you did not. You targeted innocent women and children on purpose. And that is terrorism. That is not war. There is a difference. If a building is blown up that's supposed to be a Hamas headquarters, and it turns out that your headquarters is in the center of a hospital because you think nothing of your citizens and decide we're going to do that because they wouldn't dare bomb a hospital, you're the ones who killed those people. Why are you setting up operations in the middle of a hospital? And then when your operation gets blown sky high, you put out the propaganda, Israelis blew up a hospital and killed sick people. You know, you put your operation in the middle of that on purpose. You're the ones who killed them. If you thought anything of your citizens, you'd have your regular bases away from them, wouldn't you? Like Israel does. But you don't, because you're terrorists. Now, I'm not saying every Palestine person is a terrorist. That's not true. But Hamas is, and you've elected them to be your leaders. So what the hell do you expect? So when you hear this, when you hear Israel's done just as much, there's just as many casualties, civilian casualties, yeah, but they didn't target them. As a matter of fact, Israel put out the word that those people should leave. Find a way to get out of the area because they're coming through and they're not going to stop, and I do not blame them. They've warned civilians. Did Hamas warn civilians? Did Hamas say, we're going to come on through and we're going to target military bases and some soldiers and things? So if you're in the area and you're a civilian, you may want to get to shelter. No, they didn't. They targeted them on purpose. And I have a newsflash for you. Anyone who would stand over a child with their parents right there and behead that child is not a human being. That's not a human being. Human beings don't do that. Animals do that. You've lost all of your credibility and all of your humanity, and you're animals. When you elect animals to run the zoo, then this is what you get. So don't let the propagandists tell you, Israel's doing the same thing, we can show you bodies of children. Yeah, I'm sure you can, because you wouldn't let them leave, because you purposely put your base of operations right next to them, because you purposely wanted them targeted. So you had some propaganda to spread because you're evil, horrible, non-human creatures. And again, not all Palestinians. A lot of Palestinians are a great, wonderful people, I'm sure. But your government is not, and you elected them. And now you have to deal with the consequences of those elections. I don't know if those elections were fair. Probably they weren't. But they're still there. And Hamas is a terrorist organization. Now let me explain something to you. Funded by Iran. And if I hear one more time, Anthony Blinken, who could potentially be the most disingenuous, lying SOB on the face of planet Earth, get on television and say, we know for a fact that the $6 billion that we freed up that, from Iranian sources, not one penny of that has gone to any terrorist organization. We can track that money. Hey, Einstein. They don't need to use that money for that. You have freed up the money they already had by guaranteeing them you're going to give them $6 billion back. So the money they had earmarked for survival, they no longer have to earmark that money for survival. They can now earmark that money for war and use the $6 billion you're going to allow them to use for humanitarian reasons. I mean, that's silly. It's silly, and it goes to show you just how stupid they think you are. They think you don't understand that Iran got $6 billion freed up of money they already had because they know now they got the $6 billion coming. So fine, they say, okay, that $6 billion we were going to use for humanitarian stuff in our own country. Now we can use it to fund Hamas. Because we got another $6 billion coming. That's the way that works. Anthony Blinken knows that's the way it works. He thinks you are too stupid to know that's the way that it works. By the way, we have not put, well, we have sanctions on Iran's oil put on by the Trump administration. Are we enforcing those sanctions? No, we are not enforcing those sanctions. They have quadrupled and sometimes up to 10 times the amount of oil production and sales that they're doing. You're not supposed to allow them to do that. All you're doing is enriching them so they can fund this type of thing. You're funding the damn war. And then you get on television and you cry crocodile tears and say, I never thought I'd live to see the day when children are being beheaded. And make no mistake, we side with Israel. Yeah, well, if you sided with Israel, you dumb sons of bitches, you never would have freed up $6 billion. You never would have not enforced the oil embargoes on Iran. Because you know that Iran is funding this. And I got a newsflash. Some of the weapons that are being used by Hamas, guess where they came from? Some of them came from the Ukraine. So what are we to surmise? Is that the Russians conquered certain Ukrainian forces and then sold those weapons to Iran, who I guess turned them over to Hamas? Or the Ukraine sold them? One of the two. And then some of them, guess where they come from? Afghanistan, where we left all of those weapons that we were told they don't know how to use those weapons. They wouldn't have an idea of how to control these things. Nah, but they know how to sell them, you idiot. So now they're over there. Congratulations. You've just done a splendid job. I'm going to tell you something, ladies and gentlemen. No one is this stupid. I know it's very easy to say the Biden administration really is this stupid. Joe Biden may be this stupid because Joe Biden is cognitively declined. Joe Biden has no idea where he is from day to day. Joe Biden can't find his way up a stage when there's stairs to the left and the right. But the people who are really running this country, they're not that stupid, folks. They understood why they left those weapons. Why would you leave the weapons? At very least, if it's going to cost you so much money to bring those weapons back home, which Donald Trump said would not have cost that much money, considering how much the weapons cost, destroy them then. Destroy all those weapons. So they had nothing left. Why would you leave the enemy with a brand new battalion of weapons? Why would you do that? Would any of you rationally do that? Ask yourself the following just about Afghanistan. When you knew the civilians would come under attack instantly from the Taliban, would you pull the soldiers out first? Or would you pull the civilians out first so the soldiers could guard their escape and then have the soldiers who have the weapons and the means to fight back, who, by the way, the Taliban was not going to target, would you have them leave last? I think a child would say, well, obviously the civilians have to go first. I mean, after all, that's what the military's there for, to protect the civilians' escape, right? No. The army went first. The military went first. And the civilians were just left to fend for themselves. And you saw them hanging onto the wings of airplanes, desperately trying to escape because they figured falling 20,000 feet out of the sky is better than being put into the hands of the Taliban where you'd be tortured for 17 days. And by the way, let's leave all the weapons so they're fully armed. And even if they can't use these weapons, they can certainly sell them, which apparently is what they did. So congratulations. Now, when Vladimir Putin seen how horrible this withdrawal from Afghanistan was and what a disgrace this has become, he was emboldened and said, oh, well, this is the time. They've given me back my pipeline. They've helped me fund this war. Joe Biden's got on television and said, well, if it's a minor invasion, remember that? We'd have to see what happens. I mean, if it's just a minor invasion, we might not do anything, but, you know, we might have to think about it. Oh, okay. Well, that was like patting Vladimir Putin on the back and saying, you go get him, boy. And then when he does, you say, this is outrageous. We can't have this. We instantly have to give billions and billions and billions and billions of taxpayer money to the Ukraine so they can hopelessly fight back forever knowing they're never going to win. Cannot win because Vladimir Putin has nukes. Just another way to launder money, which is exactly what's happening. It's exactly what's happening. Then you have the nerve to say, oh, we didn't in any way encourage Iran to support Hamas. We know that Iran supports Hamas. We know that. But we didn't in any way encourage them to do this. They've been fighting for years and years and years. Funny they didn't do it under the Trump administration. Well, let's give $6 billion back to them and decide that we are not going to enforce any of the restrictions on their oil production. And since they're so enriched and they have so much extra money laying around, they can fund Hamas, who will now feel empowered to go into Israel, which is exactly what they did. Your policies are one of two things. Either so hopelessly stupid that a grade school child could see this is ridiculous, or you're doing it on purpose. And folks, I'm beginning to think it's the latter, because you can say what you want about these crazy Democrats. I don't think they're that stupid. So now what's the alternative? They want this war? Well, maybe. Maybe. Great way to launder money, especially in the Ukraine. And there are people in Congress right now, Ilhan Omar being one, who refused to denounce Palestine. Now, she is Palestinian. I'm not expecting her to say all of Palestine is terrible people. I'm not expecting her to say that at all. Not at all. She can be proud of being Palestinian. Here's what you have to do. You have to turn around and say the Palestinian people are being held hostage by Hamas. I realize they elected them. I realize they're reaping what they sow. But at the end of the day, the Palestinian people are being literally held hostage by their government, which are terrorists. What they did in Israel is absolutely disgusting. It is beyond reproach, and no person in their right mind would ever support it. That's all she has to say. You know what she would say? Nothing. When she was asked, what do you think? They're beheading children in the streets. Then we have all of these wonderful college students having pro-Palestinian rallies. Because it's really their land. You have no right. Well, they pulled out. What more do you want? Israel pulled their people out. They just said, we're still going to guard the borders. They let people across all the time. There are so many Palestinians that come through. But yes, they are taking control of that. Because Hamas is in charge, and Hamas are terrorists. So when your neighbors are terrorists, you lock your doors. What the hell is hard to understand about that? And you still have these brainiacs who pretend to be college students walking around saying, Palestine is right about this. We've been oppressed for I don't know how many years. Do your history. Learn your friggin' history. Israel's not totally without blame. Yes, they did for years and years and years and years occupy, but they pulled the people out. And now what you want is for them to virtually say, we're not going to guard the borders in any way, shape, or form. We're not going to take control of that. You can have control of that. Why should they when Hamas is in charge? Why should they? They shouldn't. You know what Israel's first act was after this? To warn the people of the Gaza Strip to get out. We're giving you advance warning to get out. They didn't go in like thieves in the night and attack a rave party, haul teenage girls out to rape in the streets and behead children. They didn't do that. They told people to get out. Now, if Hamas don't let them out, what is it that you want them to do? Here's what you want them to do. If this is what Ilhan Omar and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and all of these other people who are so brain dead that I cannot imagine how they ever got elected. Here's what they want Israel to do. Oh, you killed all of our people. It was worse than 9/11 for them, folks. I want you to understand the population of Israel How many people were killed on that day? If you want to do the percentages, it's worse than 9/11. Here's what you want them to do. You want them to say, well, since you did that, I guess that's woke us up. Let's come to the table with people who would behead children. We, reasonable people, will sit across the table with someone who gleefully beheads children in front of their mothers and says, how can we work this out peacefully? Does that make sense? Does that make any sense at all? How the hell are you going to negotiate with people who would behead an infant baby? And why the hell should you? You should eradicate them from the face of the earth. I love Ilhan Omar. She's crying. They're separating children from their families at the border. Donald Trump is so mean, these poor children. But when they behead them in the street, Ilhan, you got nothing to say. And you know why you got nothing to say? Because secretly you support it. Secretly you're rooting for Hamas because you've invaded this country, you've infiltrated our political system, and you want to take it over, and the Democrats don't give one damn. That's why. And y'all better wake up to it, because the wolf is at the door. Did you ever think in your wildest dreams you would have an elected official who could not say the words, beheading infant babies in the streets is wrong? Oh, she issued a press statement later saying, don't get us wrong. These are horrible acts, and we do not condone them in any way, regardless of who perpetrates them. There's only one perpetrating them. If you blow up half my neighborhood and I decide I'm going to retaliate, or my militia is going to retaliate, and you hide like cowards in buildings occupied by civilians and then whine when civilians get injured, whose fault is it? This is the equivalent of someone hiding behind their girlfriend during a fight, saying, I know I hit you from behind, but you're going to have to take a swing at me from in front of my girlfriend. And if she accidentally gets hit, then you're a woman beater. No, you're a coward. And whatever happened to your girlfriend is your fault. Well, that's Hamas for you. They hide like cockroaches and say they'd never dare blow up this school. They'd never dare blow up this hospital, even though we have military things in the basements of them. Because they have no regard for life. There's not a soul in this world, no matter how hard line you are, there's not a soul in this world who would behead a child who has any humanity left in their soul. None. So if they would do that, what did they do that to their own people? They don't care. They don't care if their own people are blown up. It's irrelevant to them. You're just cannon fodder. You're a human shield. Their own people a human shield, and then use propaganda to disperse information that, oh, civilians are being killed. Yeah, because you used them as a human shield. That's your fault. Why don't you just fight? You want to fight about it? Fight about it. Hit the military bases. Let's go. You got an issue? Fine. Israel will be more than happy to go to war with you. You will lose. See, this is the problem. They already know they're going to lose. They know they're going to lose. They don't have a tenth of the strength of Israel. Bottom line is, they feel we can conduct these acts of terror. And they feel emboldened because you have people literally representing the United States of America who won't denounce it. And I got news for you. The people who are patting Joe Biden and Karine Jean-Pierre on the back are idiots. We're coming up on election season. What did you want Karine Jean-Pierre or Joe Biden to say? Of course they're going to say the right thing. Of course they're going to say no. Those people are outrageous who are saying that. We do not condone them. There is no second side of this. What Ilhan Omar is saying, we do not condone. She's wrong. Of course they're going to say that. They want to be reelected. Secretly, are they doing anything to stop it? No. See, because if Joe Biden and Karine Jean-Pierre and all these people were so outraged by what Ilhan Omar said, they would say, we are asking her to step down for the good of the party. Anyone who would make that sort of a comment should not be representing the United States of America, and we ask her to step down for the good of the party. Are they going to do that? No, they're not going to do that because they don't care. They helped fund this war. Simple as that. This could be solved very easily. Then they have hostages, and there are American citizens who died. I got news for you. And there are American citizens being held hostage. You know what the right move is? I'll tell you what the right move is. The right move is to say to Iran, not Palestine, say to Iran, here's the deal. One of these hostages, just one, has a hair on their head harmed. We are blowing up every single one of your oil fields. You will have a zero. You will have absolutely no way of making any money, a zero. You're done. Financially, economically, you are finished. You know why we won't? Because, folks, we need them. We shut down all of our production. Remember, you can't drill on this land. We're not drilling here. We're shutting down this pipeline. We're going to import our oil. And guess from where? So that would bring your cost of gasoline way up to $7, $8, $9, $10 a gallon in places it's now $4. And they'd never get reelected. So now they've put themselves in a catch-22. We can't blow up their oil fields. We need their oil fields because we don't have our own. This is what happens when you are at the mercy of your enemy. This is what happens when you literally tell your enemy, we're going to let you do what we won't and we'll buy from you. So Iran's laughing at us. They're just like, well, whatever, man. Keep buying, and we'll just keep funding terrorism. Because Joe Biden and his administration is so damn stupid, they don't realize that if we were energy independent and didn't need to buy any from them, they would be financially crippled. If we enforced the regulations that were already on their production, they would be financially crippled. You are financing these wars. You helped to finance Putin's war. Now you're helping to finance Hamas's war through Iran. And Iran is building nukes. Nobody cares. Ah, big deal. Yeah, big deal. This is absolutely outrageous. It is absolutely outrageous. And I don't hear one single Democrat calling for Ilhan Omar or anybody else on the squad that's supporting Hamas. And if you support Palestine, you're supporting Hamas. Because they're in charge of the Gaza Strip. All they have to say is, Hamas is a terrorist organization. We do not support them. The Palestinian people are being undermined by them. They're being basically held hostage by them. We realize they duly elected them, or at least that's what they said, but it doesn't make the problem go away. Hamas needs to go. You hear any of them saying that? Do you hear one of them saying that? No, they fly the Palestinian flag outside their friggin' house or their office. And then when they're asked, okay, well, obviously we don't support Hamas, well, then say it. How come you won't say it? Just say it. Because you secretly do. You secretly do. What's happened here was preventable, both in the Ukraine and in the Gaza Strip. Yes, they always fight, I know. That's all I hear is, well, the conflict's been going on for years. Yeah, yeah, yeah. But there are ways to undermine it to the point where it wouldn't get to this. Now, I'm going to tell you something that's alarming to me. Israelis' defense systems and the United States intelligence and Israelis' intelligence, they didn't hear anything about this. They were caught totally off guard, and usually that doesn't happen. Usually there's rumbling. Usually their intel gives them a little advance notice something might be coming. I don't tell you maybe the day or the time, but, prepare. something might be heading your way, right? Nothing. At least that's what they say. But just days before this heinous attack, we all got that emergency warning on our phones, didn't we? Remember that? Remember that the crazy people were saying, oh, it's going to activate something in the vaccine and turn everybody into homicidal maniacs? No, it's not what it was for. I'll tell you what it was for. It was to ping every single cell phone that was on so the government knows every single cell phone that you have, including hidden ones. You mean to tell me they didn't think maybe something terroristic was going to happen? And oh, lo and behold, it did, but it just happened in Israel. Interesting timing. And yet nobody knew anything. We just happened to run that test a few days before. Okay. So now what do we do? Joe Biden says, Israel has our full support, and any weapons and any things that they need, they'll have. Well, you just told the Ukraine we're out of it. You literally told the Ukraine we don't have anything more to give you. So now the Ukraine's going to say, wait a minute. Thought you said you were out of this stuff. You're handing it over to Israel. How come you're not handing it over to us? Or Israel's going to ask for stuff, and you say, well, that we can't do because we don't have it. This is the problem when you do not take the United States seriously, and the Democratic Party does not. They want us to be like any other country. They do not want us to be the world leaders. A world leader is energy independent. A world leader worries more about its citizens and protecting its citizens and amassing our armies than they do about pronouns. So now we're caught in this catch-22. We can't do anything to Iran because that would cause the oil prices to skyrocket. So we'll just sit here. When Anthony Blinken was asked, he said, well, at any time, we can freeze that $6 billion again, then why don't you do it? And he was directly asked that question, don't you think this is a pretty good time? And you know what he said? Well, I don't make the policy. We would have to discuss it. What's to discuss? You got babies being beheaded in the streets, and you're going to hand over $6 billion to the people who funded it, and you need to discuss it? It would take me 1 second to discuss it. Oh, it's going to take a big wit round with you people. You all have to get together, put your heads together. You idiots. You've got blood on your hands. You've all got blood on your hands. You've got Ukrainian blood on your hands. You've got Israeli blood on your hands, and you've got Palestine blood on your hands, because innocent people are going to die in this. And I do feel sorry for those Palestinians who are innocently going to die, because there's going to be a lot of them, because this time Israel is not playing games. This time Israel is not going to say, well, we can't really bomb that hospital that has a bazillion Hamas in it, because there's 18 civilians in there nursing their injuries. They're going to say, well, I'm sorry. We don't want to kill innocent people, but we're not going to allow this, and I don't blame them. See, a real country who cared about their people would get those people out of there. A real country would say, war's coming. Israel's coming. All you people leave. We're going to fight it out here with Israel. You're not doing that. You're not doing that. You're hiding behind them like the guy in the bar fight behind his girlfriend and says, go ahead, hit me. That's what you're doing. So innocent people are going to die here, folks. And I do feel sorry for both sides of the innocent people. I do not feel sorry for these inhuman animals that call themselves Hamas. Dying is actually too good for them. That's too easy of a way out. Because as God is my witness, no matter how much I hate it, a certain country, no matter how much I felt oppressed, no matter how much I felt wronged or slighted or held hostage or whatever the hell it happened to be, you could not get me to harm a child. Why would I? That child poses no threat to me. You cannot get me to harm an innocent civilian. Why would I? That innocent civilian doesn't pose any threat to me. You do realize that 90% of those people dancing at that rave party were probably Democrats. I don't think there's a huge number of conservatives dancing the night away at some rave party, right? I don't think there's a huge number of Israeli teenagers who are Republican, just like there aren't in the United States. Does Ilhan Omar care about that? No. Doesn't care about that. I heard a man who was representing Palestine, an intelligent man, he doesn't seem like he's an animal, trying to justify this in some weird way by saying, well, you know, the conflict's been going on forever, and while we don't support the killing of innocent civilians, we do understand the struggle that's happening between... No. My friend, you have to know when too far is too far. If you have a legitimate beef, you take it out with the military, right? You don't run into rave parties. You don't firebomb homes with children in them. You don't run civilians off the road and grab the women, shoot the men in the head. And you sure as hell don't behead children. You did it because you wanted to cause terror, because you are terrorists. Palestine is now in control of terrorists. Palestine is now at the mercy of terrorists. If you care about Palestine, which I'm sure there are Palestinians and Palestinian Americans who do, they need to go. Hamas needs to go. Palestine is never going to be anything if they're ruled by terrorists who would behead children. They will never be taken seriously in the eyes of the world. They will be considered exactly what they are, which is inhuman animals. And you will never have anything except war and violence. But talk is cheap. And the Biden administration can cry as many crocodile tears as they want to. Do you know how easy it is to say, well, of course we don't condone beheading children? Well, of course you don't. Who does, except for apparently Ilhan Omar? So that's easy to say, but your actions helped it to occur. And you won't take any responsibility for it. You'll just get on television and say, no. None of that money went there. You don't know. How the hell do you know? Well, we have a treaty with them that says it's only going to be used for humanitarian purposes. Yeah, well, how come the leaders of Iran said, we'll spend it any way we want. That's what they said. Said it right to your face. Are you freezing the money? No, you're not. Because you're weak bastards who don't give one damn. Because in this little game of war, you're getting rich. And you don't give a damn how many children are beheaded in the street. You don't give a damn how many innocent Palestinians are blown to bits. You don't give a damn how many Ukrainians are blown to bits or how many Russian soldiers who don't want to fight and don't want to be there are blown to bits. You don't care because you're getting rich. And if you think that's too much better than the people who are beheading children in the streets, it's not. It's not too much better at all. And these are the leaders of our country. Now I just want to say this about this Speaker of the House situation. You're going to hear, oh, you see, there was an empowerment because there was no Speaker of the House. Yeah, yeah, Hamas is sitting around saying, oh, geez, there's no Speaker of the House. Attack, you idiots. They don't even know. Had nothing to do with it. Stop. Stop making everything political. It's not true. You know it's not true. You're using it for propaganda, and the Republicans are doing it just as much as the Democrats, and you make me want to vomit, because that's all you want to do is how can we turn children being beheaded into the streets into something politically good for us? Stop it already. Now, Steve Scalise is the nominee-elect, as far as I'm being told. He still hasn't gotten there unless he has while I was away today preparing for the show. He's an okay pick. I would have picked Jim Jordan over him, but, listen, Steve Scalise is okay. But for the idiots, the morons, the sycophants, and the warmongers who were saying this never would have happened if Kevin McCarthy was just still in, are you freaking insane. But you won't say the truth. And you know what the truth is? Neither one of these wars would have happened if Donald Trump was reelected. Neither one of them. And that is the truth. You just don't want to say it. So Uncle Joe can get on television all he wants and say, I never in my life, I've never seen anything. Oh, Joe, stop having policies that condone it then. Grow a set of balls. You're almost in the grave. For God's sake, for one of the last acts on this face of this earth that you probably are going to do, please grow a set of balls and take a look at these damn people who are supporting this nonsense in your own goddamn administration and say, enough! The Democratic Party is not going to be this. I'm your leader. I'm telling you, you're out. But you won't. Because you're not running this country. And the people who are behind the curtain running this country secretly like this. Because it's enriching them. And some of them, their ideologies believe that this is a good thing. Because that's the way they were raised. Oh, you kill the children because they'll grow up to be your enemies eventually. Eventually, they'll grow up and realize that you're the enemy, and then they'll kill your children who's growing up today. So you must kill them. Yeah, yeah. We know all about it, Elon. We know all about you people who support this nonsense and your ideologies. And it sucks. And it's not a part of the American ideology, so get the hell out of it. The fact that this woman can spend one more day representing anyone in this country is a disgrace to this country. And if you want any proof that our college students and our high school students are being indoctrinated and not educated, all you have to do is look at these pro-Palestinian rallies because they don't even know basic history. They're being told, oh, the Israelis went back on their word. And they're oppressing the people there. People are starving because they can't get through and they won't allow this and they won't allow that. That's not true. None of that's true. Israel's protecting their borders from a terrorist organization that's running a country, running the Gaza Strip. They're literally in their backyard firing missiles at them daily. They did it for years and years and years and years. That's why they had the Iron Dome put up. So, of course, they're not going to let them across at their will. Why would they? To do more of this? But these college students, they don't know. They truly believe it. I heard some of these impassioned speeches these college kids are giving. They believe this. They think this is true. You know why? Because their professors told them it's true. Because their professors are liars and indoctrinators. And this is what's happening to your children. Let me go to the phones. Tom in New York, are you there? Hold on, we're having trouble with the phone line. Surprise, surprise. While we're waiting to see if that connects, let me just say this. We need, more than anything else in this country, we need to say enough as citizens. We need to say enough. We can't keep this going. If you think for 1 minute that we are not on the precipice of potentially World War III, you're insane. We'll have to get you to call back. For some reason, that phone line's not working. Anyway, absolutely insane if you think we're not on the precipice of it, because we are. Now, in the chat room, Tom is saying, I'm surprised they haven't blamed Trump. Oh, they are. Some already are, which is so ludicrous, because he's the one who stopped it all. He's the one who literally brought us a four-year presidency with no war. Joe Biden's 3 years and a little bit in, and we got two. Two. And yet there are still people in this country who are saying, oh, Joe Biden doing a wonderful job. Yeah, he's doing a wonderful job, boy, I tell you. You just keep right on believing that. He's a marvelous guy, that Joe Biden. Boy, he's just bringing the United States to all kinds of heights, he is. I mean, if it wasn't sad, it would be laughable. It would literally be laughable. It's unbelievable. Just unbelievable. Looks like the phone lines are not going to work today. I do want to remind people, however, that on Wednesdays at 6:30, you can hear my colleague, Tom B. Stone, in his show, which is 6:30 to 7 o'clock on Talk Radio 29. Tom B. Stone's Don't Get Me Started. If you're more conservative-leaning like I am, I'm sure you'll enjoy it. Anyway, so what do we do now, folks? Well, the first thing we do is we pay close attention to the people. Pay attention to the people who are supporting the Palestinians, and then pay attention to the people who are supporting Hamas. It's two different things. You can support the Palestinian people and say, I don't want any Palestinian people hurt. Of course not. I don't either. That Palestinian child's life who did nothing is just as valuable as the Israeli child's life who did nothing. Of course, it's the exact same thing. Here's the difference. No Israeli soldiers are going over there looking for children to behead in the street. As a matter of fact, they're purposely telling people, get out of the way. Please don't make us have to do that. Please don't make us have to blow up a building with you in it. Get out. Let Hamas fight their own battles. But Hamas won't fight their own battle. Hamas is going to use those human shield tactics. And at the end of the day, then whose fault is it? I mean, what do you want Israel to do? All the people who are responsible for this massacre is now hiding in a hospital or hiding in an area where there are just mostly civilians. So I guess we have to turn around and go home. They're on home base. We can't touch them now. Remember when you played tag? I'm on home base. That's what they want them to do. No. Hamas ran to home base. I guess they're safe. Israel's not playing that game this time. Israel will reluctantly do what they have to do. And that's unfortunate because it's the Hamas who's putting those people in danger. So when the Palestinians say, I'm worried and grieving for the innocent people that are going to die, I'm right there with you. But blame Hamas. Don't blame Israel. Right? There's a big difference between targeting civilians on purpose and collateral damage because the enemy decides to use them as human shields. I fear the worst is yet to come here. And I fear if Iran is not put in check, which they're not going to be by this administration, very bad things are going to happen. If Iran would fund a terrorist organization who would behead children in the streets, what makes you think they won't hand them over a nuke? And then what? And then what? Einstein, what's your plan for that? You're going to get on TV and get up to a podium and say, I never thought I'd live to see the day. Too bad. Do something about it now. You're not going to. Keep voting Democrat. And send your sons and daughters into World War III because that's what you're going to be doing. I want all of you parents out there who are living out the good life in your upper middle class or above neighborhood saying, I'm going to vote Democrat after all. The Democrats are the way they are. Go ahead. Send your sons and daughters into World War III because that's what you're going to be doing. And don't shed any tears when they have to go because your decisions caused it. Just like the Palestinians people's decision caused Hamas to be ruling. You want your sons and daughters off the war? You keep voting Democrat. They'll be there. They're almost there now. As far as the rest of this stuff with Speaker of the House is concerned, let me explain something to you. Whether it's Steve Scalise or whether it's Jim Jordan, either one of those two people are a far better choice than Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy, the wolf in sheep's clothing. Kevin McCarthy is a pretender. McCarthy was the Democrats' best ally, and yet they were stupid enough to all vote against him, and now they're going to live to regret that. because Scalise or Jordan are not going to play those same games. Scalise and Jordan are not for endlessly funding the Ukraine war so Democratic and some Republican politicians can line their pockets with grafted out money. It's exactly what's happening. Cry no tears for Kevin McCarthy. He gets on television and says, well, the government shut down and the stuff in Iraq. Yeah, you're clinging to something, Kevin. You were voted out because you're incompetent and you lied. Next. See, because that's the way the system works. If you promise people something and then you do not deliver, you get to go. If we funded the whole government like this, there wouldn't be a Democrat left because they all lied. They all promise things and don't do it because they have no intention of doing. Their intention is to cause as much war as possible. The money that they can, skim it off the top from all the funding of taxpayer money that's going to go to fund these wars. Get rich, live in big mansions with walls around it while they're telling you you can't have a wall. Well, now they're telling you you can. Amazing, right? All of a sudden, Joe Biden says you got to build a wall. So basically, you're saying Trump was right. It's unbelievable. And by the way, folks, the reason that Israel guards their borders is the same reason I'm worried that we're not. You think some of these terrorists aren't walking through our borders? It's not all Mexican and Spanish people. There's people from all over the place coming through these borders. Yeah, you're not identifying them in any tangible way. You're not vetting them in any tangible way. Half of these people could be Hamas for all you know. And the next attack could be right here on American soil. So when you're Christmas shopping and you got to look over your shoulder because you're not sure who crossed that border and you're not sure if Hamas might want to fight back on the country that helped arm Israel, remember why. Remember why you have to look over your shoulder. And remember a better time when you never even thought about it. You're living in a different world now. At the world you chose. The world you voted for. And you better think twice when you go to the ballot box, because it's not only about you anymore. It's about the next generation and your children and how they'll survive it, if they do.